You don't know me, Ryan Carter, do you?
Finn whirled past, hugging the young girl. On the far side of the hut, JB was still almost suffocating in the embrace of the giantess. It might have been a trick of the flickering oil lamps, but Ryan could have sworn at that moment that the armorer's feet were a good 18 inches clear of the planking. But all of that blurred compared to this totally unexpected confrontation. The traitor had known a little about Ryan's background, about the lost eye, about the emotional scars. But even the traitor had only known the small glimpses of the past that Ryan allowed him. Now this. For a moment of scorching rage, Ryan was tempted to reach out and snap the scrawny neck of the diminutive old man to still his babble forever. But that would bring everyone in Mudong down on them. Oddly, it never occurred to him that the stranger might be chattering lies, might just have a snippet of useless information that meant anything or nothing. Somehow, Ryan knew that this was the revelation that he'd feared for many long years.
I think I know you. What's your name?
The face contorted into an expression of vulpine cunning. The old man wiped a gnarled hand over the stubbled cheeks.
Like to know, wouldn't you, Squire Calder?
Ryan eased aside his shirt, showing the butt of the Sig Sauer pistol.
What's your name?
Ryan, what?
Let it lay, woman.
Christy recoiled as Ryan turned to look at her, the one eye glowing with a manic light.
I don't rightly recall what my true name is.
Ryan had to lean close to catch the words. He winced at the stale alcohol in the man's breath.
What do they call you?
Pecker.
Pecker?
Yeah.
A vacuous smile slithered across the wrinkled cheeks. The old man touched his stomach with his right hand, smoothing the torn shirt. He moved his hand lower, fondling himself, demonstrating how he'd earned his nickname.
You know Ryan?
Sure. Knowed him from years back. He knowed me then. Don't know old Pecker now, do you?
The man put his head to one side like a bird sizing up a juicy morsel of food. Then Ryan remembered him. Remembered his real name.
Botchko. Harry Botchko, you were my... the dog handler at the Ville.
Harry Botchko. Harry Botchko. Sometimes past I don't recall. You say it, then it was so. But I recall you.
Then tell it.
Against the noise of the Cajun dance, unheard by anyone else, the old man told it.
Where to begin? Perhaps for the young lady's sake, at the beginning. Hey, Master Calder? You see, miss, back then, Front Royal was the biggest, strongest, richest ville in all Virginia. Oh, the nukes hit it hard, but the land was good. Fertile. Plant a bullet and it grew a blaster. Baron Calder held it in the shens from his father and his father before him.
The music and the dancing swirled about them, but Ryan and Christy were locked into the old man's story, the girl hearing it for the first time. Ryan, tasting the bitterness of old wounds, feeling the empty eye socket beginning to throb with ancient pains.
Oh, sweet Lord, those blue muffled hills and the rolling forest, I swear we're near heaven. Ryan here, Lord Calder, was the youngest, bravest, proudest, best with blade or blaster. Finest.
Get on with it, man.
Oh, yeah. But all that come as he grew some. See, there were three in the litter. Morgan was oldest and like Ryan here. Cherished him when he was little. Runned a lot when young Ryan was. Now the middle brother...
Harvey.
Yeah, Harvey. Curse his fucking name. Twisted like a windblown rowan tree. I recall when he was but 10 years old, he took this kitten and a white hot dagger and pushed...
Fire blast. Keep to the center of the story or I'll fucking... Go on.
Yeah, yeah. You were only 14 when Harvey struck. Your older brother Morgan was out with a land wag train meeting up a trader from the Apps. Stickies mind the wag. None lived to tell.
While the old man spoke, a young girl, her skin afflicted by disease, moved to the center of the long hut. The dancers held their partners tighter in anticipation of her song.
My yesterdays are always here. Tomorrow is another now. And none may say when life will end. And no man may say how.
Christy had moved closer to Ryan, sensing the dreadful tension and memories roused in him by the old man's story.
They said it was Stickies. I was there with my dogs. You said it was dogs, Lord Carter?
Don't call me that, Bochco. The name is Ryan Carter now.
Where was I?
The dogs. After the Stickies mined the land wagon, butchered Morgan.
Oh, them dogs. Them dogs was... I was there with the dogs. The Baron sort of figured that there was something didn't set right about it. There was boot tracks in the hillside above where the mine had been triggered.
Boot marks.
Well, I traveled 440 miles. Maybe was only 3.
But boots upon a sticky, I never more did see. It was Harvey. I knew it then. Couldn't prove it, but I knew it. And then he poisoned your father's mind. The Baron believed you'd handed Morgan's passing. Harvey kept whispering in his ear like tainted honey. The Baron near lost his mind with grief. Then, when the time was right, Harvey sprung his trap on you.
Though he fought against it, Ryan's right hand rose jerkily in the air of its own volition, brushing his chin, seeking the patch that hid the ruined left eye.
Harvey and half a dozen of his sick men came for you. A kid of 14.
15, Bochco. The day after my 15th birthday. 10 at night. Corridor outside my room.
The fortress at Front Royal was one of the largest buildings anywhere in the East. It had been the mansion of a horse breeder back before the long chill of '01. Ryan's father had built on it, repairing the work of his father and grandfather, adding refinements, fences and a moat, blasters at every angle. You didn't get to be a baron by making everyone love you. They had plenty of gasoline, electric generators, a fleet of wags, 100 sec men. Harvey had tried to drug his younger brother, but a loyal servant named Kenny Morse had warned the lad not to eat or drink that evening. So when Harvey came with 4 of the sec men, they found Ryan awake and ready, with his blaster cocked and ready in his right hand, a Colt 45 pistol that he'd stripped, oiled, and cleaned himself. Because of his father's suspicion of him, Ryan hadn't been allowed a blaster, and he'd been restricted to certain parts of the fortress. But that hadn't stopped Morse from stealing the gun for him and instructing him in its use. The blaster held 7 rounds. Ryan had waited just inside the doorway of his darkened room. Morse's last favor had been to remove a couple of the light bulbs so that the attackers would be perfect silhouettes for the lad. As soon as he heard them coming, Ryan jumped out firing. He killed the first 2 sec men, 2 shots to the upper chest and throat. Certain kills, sending the men in their maroon uniforms and polished knee boots crashing back into the others. The 3rd guard took 2 bullets, 1 through the right arm as he dodged sideways, the next penetrating his skull. Harvey fired back at him with tracer bullets that hissed and flared in the darkness, bursting off the wall at Ryan's shoulder.
Get down!
The last of the 7